This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials the number, which means you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Mountaintop Mining loses its financial allure. 10 years in the making, there's a new U.S. Army training program, and New York City emerges as a bright spot in the nation's economy. I'm Jane Bornemeyer. We'll look at these stories and more on the front page of Tuesday's New York Times. As preparations intensify for a Palestinian-Israeli summit meeting in Washington on Thursday, the crude outlines of a Palestinian state are emerging in the West Bank. It has increasingly reliable security forces, a more disciplined government, and a growing sense among ordinary citizens that they can count on basic services. Personal checks, long shunned as being unredeemable, are now widely accepted. Traffic tickets are issued and paid. Movie theaters are opening, and public parks are packed with families late into the summer night. Economic growth in the first quarter of this year was 11% over the same period in 2009. Of course, the West Bank remains occupied by Israel. And the central question facing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and President Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority is under what circumstances Israel might yield its control to the Palestinian state apparatus. The upcoming talks are the first in nearly 2 years. By most standard measures of economic health, New York City's recovery from the financial crisis and the recession it started is well underway. The typical New Yorker is less likely to be unemployed or facing foreclosure or bankruptcy than the average American. Homes in the metropolitan area have held their value better than in most other big cities. That's because more people are moving to the region than deserting it. Tourists continue to flock to the city, filling hotel rooms at the highest rate in the country and at rising prices. Still, experts say the effects of the recession were spread unevenly across the local economy. Away from the office towers and the rooftop cocktail lounges, long-term unemployment is a persistent problem, and young job seekers are losing hope. Some large commercial lenders are taking a stand against companies engaged in environmentally sensitive projects. In the most recent example, Wells Fargo said its financial involvement with companies that blow off the tops of mountains to mine for coal was limited and declining. Wells Fargo's policy shift follows others over the last 2 years. Credit Suisse, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citibank have all decided either to increase scrutiny of lending to companies involved in mountaintop removal or to end the lending altogether. Meanwhile, London-based HSBC has curtailed its relationships with producers of palm oil because of its link to deforestation in developing countries, and the Dutch lender Rabobank has applied a 9-point checklist of conditions for would-be oil and gas borrowers that includes commitments to improve environmental performance and protect water quality. I'll be back with more on Tuesday's front page after this message.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features hands-free calling. Sync connects to most Bluetooth-enabled phones and then listens to the sound of your voice. So just say the name of the person you want to call, and Sync dials their number. With Sync, you'll never miss a call, and you can keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
The U.S. Army's training program isn't what it used to be. In a time of increasingly out-of-shape recruits, the familiar sit-up is almost gone, and the distance run is shorter. Exercises that look like Pilates or yoga routines are in. A new training program has been a decade in the making. Its official goal is to reduce injuries and better prepare soldiers for the rigors of combat in rough terrain. The Army screens out the seriously obese and completely unfit, but it's still finding that many of the recruits who reach basic training have less strength and endurance than in the past. Army officials assert it's the legacy of junk food and video games compounded by the curtailment of gym classes in many high schools. The new fitness regime incorporates more stretching, more exercises for the abdomen and lower back, and more agility and balance training. As the U.S. ends its military operations in Iraq, the American military uses numbers to demonstrate its success. While nearly 4,000 Iraqis died in 1 month in 2006, the number is down to only a few hundred these days. Iraq's Interior Ministry offers its own toll of war, 72,000 since 2003. At a local morgue, more than 20,000 of the dead are still unidentified. Day after day, families sift through electronically produced photographs searching for loved ones, hoping and fearing to learn the fate of the missing. Memory chips may be getting smaller, but smarter. Scientists at both Rice University and Hewlett-Packard this week will report progress in pushing back the fundamental limits of computer memory storage chips that are the foundation of today's consumer electronics gadgets. A group of Rice scientists reported Monday in the journal Nanoletters that they have succeeded in building tiny memory switches that work reliably and at a far smaller scale than is possible for today's chip makers. More importantly, the advance is based on silicon oxide. That's the basic building block of today's chip industry. It suggests that the technology may be easily commercialized. Separately, HP is planning to announce that it will enter into a commercial partnership with a major semiconductor firm to produce a separate, promising technology that also has the potential of pushing commuter data storage to astronomical densities in the next decade. And that's a preview of the front page of Tuesday's New York Times. From the New York Times newsroom, I'm Jane Bornemeyer.